Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Woman pleads not guilty in the death of her son. We've got the story.
A hazardous chemical leak closes roads in Andale for a time. I'm Dan O'Neill.
City Council to consider development of a downtown Wichita park. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Some moisture has lifted our way from West Texas, and that could lead to a few scattered showers or thunderstorms early on. Our complete forecast and what to expect for the rest of the afternoon is on the way.
President Trump is continuing to make the case for withdrawing all U.S. military personnel from Afghanistan.
9,500 U.S. forces remain in Afghanistan, and the president saying once again that he'd like to bring that number down to zero.
We've been policemen there for a long time, and the government's going to have to take responsibility or do whatever it is they do. I've been saying from the campaign that we want to get out at the earliest possible time.
U.S. national security officials have warned the president that pulling out could expose the U.S. to another major terrorist attack. Over the weekend, the president suspended peace talks with the Taliban amid growing bipartisan criticism of an emerging deal to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will consider a plan for future development of downtown's Nafsker Park. Council members will talk about a lease agreement to turn 1,500 square feet of public park space into fenced-in dining areas. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
An opportunity to have some dining in Nafsker Park. That's a conversation that surfaced this past weekend because of the new restaurants that are going in over there.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
A hazardous chemical leak closed roads in Andale for a time.
It happened Monday afternoon on 246th Street West in front of Fisher Lumber. An anhydrous ammonia tank being pulled by a farmer flipped, and the valve on the tank was broken open, causing some of the gas to escape. Andale Fire Chief Jeremy Whitney tells KSN News, the chemicals didn't linger due to weather conditions.
The vapors that were released, but with the weather conditions, with the high winds, the vapors dispersed pretty quickly.
No evacuations had to be ordered. However, people in nearby homes and businesses were asked to stay indoors for a short time. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Wichita woman has pleaded not guilty in the death of her toddler son. 23-year-old Brandy Marchant appeared in court yesterday, a trial date set for November 12th. Marchant and Patrick Jovanovich are both charged with first-degree murder in the death in April of 2-year-old Zayden Jovanovich. An autopsy report ruled the child died of dehydration and starvation.
Peace talks between the U.S. and the Taliban are on hold, and Afghans are preparing for a new wave of violence. Fox's Jillian Turner with the details.
President Trump announced via Twitter this weekend he'd canceled a tete-a-tete with the Afghan Taliban at Camp David. So now, after nearly 18 years, 2,300 American lives, and $900 billion, some top military brass insist the war in Afghanistan is still worth fighting.
The ill-fated meeting between President Trump and Taliban leadership fell apart after facing resistance from key White House officials, including National Security Advisor John Bolton. Now, Republican and Democratic lawmakers are lining up to denounce the president's decision to schedule the meeting in the first place. Key senators from his own party say the very idea of negotiations should be a non-starter as long as Taliban fighters have American blood on their hands.
President Trump calling the talks dead.
Vermont Senator and 2020 Democrat presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders holding a rally in Denver yesterday. He has a message for Congress about passing gun legislation.
Don't tell me that the United States Congress is incapable of standing up to the NRA. And passing the gun safety legislation that the American people are begging them to do.
Congress is back from its summer break. Gun legislation is among the top priorities for lawmakers.
A former local high school teacher has admitted to committing child sex crimes. 35-year-old Sherry Herz has pleaded guilty to attempted unlawful sexual relations. She was a physical education teacher at Campus High School in Hayesville. Sentencing is set for November 13th. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Doubleheader last night on Monday Night Football. We'll get some highlights coming your way in sports.
A Florida woman finds herself banned for life from Disney World in Orlando. Why? That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted. A Northwest Missouri woman who handcuffed an 11-year-old girl to a cage and starved her for more than a year will be sentenced in October after pleading guilty to two counts of kidnapping and two counts of child endangerment. Jennifer Reed of Albany pleaded guilty Friday. Court documents say Reed and Raymond Burks had guardianship of the girl between July of 2017 and July of 2018.
Congressional Democrats are set to grill Trump administration officials on their plan to move the Bureau of Land Management headquarters.
The Trump administration announced in July that most of BLM's staff would move from Washington to Grand Junction, Colorado. Proponents say it's important for the Bureau to be in the West because 99% of its land is in the region. They say with the headquarters closer to the land it manages, the agency will make better decisions. But Arizona Democrat Raul Grijalvez says the move would make it easier for special interests to demand favors without congressional oversight. The House National Resources Committee will hold a hearing in Washington this morning. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
A neighbor of Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who admitted to attacking the senator, has had his prison sentence vacated by a federal appeals court.
A three-judge panel on the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals has ordered Rene Boucher to be resentenced. Boucher was sentenced to 30 days in prison after pleading guilty to assaulting Kentucky Republican Rand Paul. The attack happened outside the senator's home in 2017. Boucher says after he became angry over lawn maintenance, prosecutors appealed the 30-day sentence, arguing 21 months was more appropriate. Paul had broken ribs and needed surgery on his lung. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A Florida woman now finds herself banned for life from Disney World in Orlando.
It was a rough day at the park last week for Ellen McMillan of Brandon, Florida. When she asked a taxi driver for a cigarette outside Disney's Hollywood Studios, he said he didn't have one. That's when she started punching him. A Disney security guard and an Orange County Sheriff's deputy got involved, and she kicked the deputy. Now she's charged with battery on an officer and disorderly intoxication. The sheriff says she was slurring her words and smelled like alcohol. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time, now 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And right now, a slowdown in traffic. You're going to want to watch out for this stalled-out vehicle. It's I-235, and it's right around Kellogg, southbound. So watch for a slowdown there, southbound I-235 at Kellogg in West Wichita. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We could see a few isolated showers and thunderstorms across south-central Kansas early on. Otherwise, partly cloudy and windy throughout today with a high 89. Dry and breezy through tonight. Our low 73, then sunny on Wednesday with a high close to 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy skies, south wind at 13 miles per hour, 75 degrees. Steve and Ted on KNSS. Partly cloudy and warm with a few sprinkles across central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 94 degrees. Normal high for the date is 86. 8:11 now, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. Steve and Ted coming up September 19th. Is the Chamber of Commerce Exposure 2019. And with us to talk about this morning is Chelsea Dyer, Manager of Engagement, and Vanessa Barnard, Exposure Committee Chair. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having us.
We so seldom have women on the air with us. that we probably don't know how to behave. So if we do anything wrong, just slap us upside the head, okay?
We'll keep you in line.
Who wants to start? Because there are people out there who say, wow, well, that's exposure. What is that all about? You want to go first?
Yeah, sure. So,
wait a minute. You're Chelsea, right?
Yes, okay, this is Chelsea.
Go ahead,
yes.
Chelsea.
So exposure is the Wichita Regional Chamber of Commerce largest business-to-business trade show in the region. This is actually the 15th year for the trade show. So it's something that is really great for our community because it brings together such a wide variety of businesses in one place for business professionals to be able to come and network and get to share what they do and hear what other businesses in our region do. And it really shows the strength of our business community.
This is like networking on steroids.
Absolutely.
You're going to meet some people that can do you some good in this world. And Vanessa, is it at Century 2 again this year?
Yes, it is at Century 2 again. It is from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay.
We're going to have over 200 exhibitors this year, all large and small businesses.
Are you in business, Vanessa?
Yes.
What do you do?
I am the regional sales and marketing for Jason's Deli.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Yay. Jason's Deli. I'm trying to think. I think that's where my grandson works. He drives deliveries.
Okay, he's one of our drivers.
You probably don't know him.
I do know him. I keep an eye on all my drivers.
Sure you do.
Well, beef eater, that's one of Wichita's great meals.
There you go. Chelsea, why would anybody want to go? Let me ask you this. Let me back up a little bit. Yeah. Are you still looking for people to exhibit, for vendors and people to come out and show their stuff?
So we do actually, we have a lot of great options at exposure for any size of business. And some of the things we have available are our tabletops. So it's like a traditional 30-inch round cocktail table, and that's available for $150.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great option for somebody who maybe doesn't have a lot of items to exhibit in a large booth, or maybe they're just starting off. So they can reach out to the Wichita Chamber. They can go online to wichitachamber.org/exposure, and they can be able to register for one of those tabletops.
Okay, Vanessa, give us the old sales pitch. Okay. Why would somebody want to come and be a part of this thing?
Number one.
She's got bullet points. All right. That's not
fair.
Free
to attend. Yes, it's free to attend.
Okay.
You can pre-register at wichitachamber.org/exposure.
Okay.
So, and then you have all these businesses that are going to provide you with their newest or their best product.
Mm.
So whether you're looking for catering or construction or, I mean, we're going to have great businesses there. Baseball 2020 will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, it's a great experience.
Okay, so let's do the hook. How do people get in touch with you? What do they do?
Yeah, so the easiest thing would probably be just to go to our website, wichitachamber.org, and they can find just our general office number there to be transferred to myself.
Okay.
Or they can go to the actual exposure webpage, which is that wichitachamber.org/exposure. To either register for a tabletop, sign up as an attendee, or even just to see all the things we have going on throughout the day.
You've convinced me. Ted, we should go down there. What do you think?
I'm with you.
All right.
Let's go.
We'll come down for a while.
We'll see you there.
I want to just tell you, Vanessa, I really enjoy your Western Kansas accent.
Oh, I like that.
Where's that from? Where are you from?
I'm from Mexico City.
Okay. Well, there's a, it's not Western Kansas. Okay.
No.
Thank you for being
that was very close.
All right. Thanks for being with us, Vanessa Barnard from Exposure Committee Chair, and Chelsea Dyer, Manager of Engagement for Exposure from the Chamber of Commerce. It's coming up September 19th. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate your
time this morning. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. All right. It's 8:15 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. An anonymous person has paid $500 to a bar in Lincoln, Nebraska, for breaking a sign there 45 years ago. Apparently, the guy had some guilt feelings.
I must have.
Yeah. The Lincoln Journal Star reports Zoo Bar owner Pete Waters recently found five $100 bills and a handwritten letter inside an envelope with no return address and no name. The letter reads, 45 years ago, I broke the Zoo Bar sign. Here is my restitution. Yeah.
Hmm.
That's keeping guilt for a long time. I just want to point out a quick anniversary. On this date in 1955, Vanessa, you'll remember this, in 1955, Gunsmoke premiered on CBS. Gunsmoke began on radio in 1952. Program ran for nearly 20 years on TV. And
the thing was on forever.
Who could not like Matt Dillon and Festus Hagen and Miss Kitty and, of course, Doc Adams, who Milburn Stone, a native of Sedgwick, Kansas. Mm-hmm. How about that?
All set right here in Kansas.
Right here in Kansas. 8:16, coming up on 8:17 now. Steve and Ted, time for sports with Ted Woodward. We got a little, you had two football games last night in the NFL. Ted's got all the information on that, right, Ted?
Yeah, Monday Night Football last night. We had a doubleheader to get the season, the first week of the season, finished up. First game was very dramatic. The New Orleans Saints made a 58-yard field goal on the final play of the game to beat the Houston Texans in the Superdome, 30-28. So the Saints got a nice win there. And then the nightcap last night was on the West Coast. And, of course, right there in the AFC West Division, the Chargers and the Chiefs both 1-0. And who would join them atop the division standings? The home team, the Oakland Raiders, or the visiting Denver Broncos? Well, the Oakland Raiders are opening up their final season ever in Oakland before moving to Las Vegas. And, well, the Raiders got things off to a nice start. You heard the game last night on Sports Radio KFH.
First and goal at the four. Carr into center. I formation. Spins. Hands off. Jacobs over the right side. Digging. Turning. He's in for the touchdown. I don't know how he burrowed. I don't know how he submarined. But somehow he sneaks into the end zone. That's a touchdown run of four. And the Raiders extend their lead early in the fourth quarter over Denver.
Raiders win the game 24-16, and it really wasn't even that close. The Broncos scored a late touchdown. So Oakland joins the Chargers and the Chiefs at 1-0 in the division right now. Speaking of the Chiefs, the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show is tonight. Mitch Holthus, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, will talk about all things Kansas City Chiefs football at 6 o'clock tonight. And that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM, of course. Chiefs will be visiting the Oakland Raiders on Sunday. Visiting Oakland for the last time before the move to Vegas. And the Chiefs are off to a 1-0 start on the season, of course. We'll talk about the Chiefs tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show at 6 o'clock. Like we're on Sports Radio KFH. After the Chiefs Kingdom Show, then we'll get into Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals on a road swing after a day off yesterday. Now are on the south side of Chicago for the next 3 days. A three-game set with the Chicago White Sox. 7 o'clock tonight, that's live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Last night in Big League Baseball, the Houston Astros wallop the Oakland Athletics 15-0 in Houston.
Wow.
A lot of run support there for the winning pitcher, Zach Greinke. He didn't need much. 6 shutout innings, 5 strikeouts. Greinke now 15-5 on the season with a 2.99 earned run average for the former Wichita Wranglers pitcher. The Astros tied for the best record in the big leagues, and they are now on a 5-game winning streak after a 15-run win last night. That after putting up 21 runs on the board on Sunday.
How about that?
The Mariners. Wow. Astros are scoring in bunches right now.
Sounds like it.
JUCO volleyball last night, a road win for Cowley College. 4 sets at Allen County. The Cowley volleyball team is ranked number 11 in the nation. They have not lost on the road yet this season. They're on a 4-match winning streak right now. And we look back at a great football player, Buck Buchanan, great defensive tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs. Today would have been his 80th birthday. Buck Buchanan is in the College Football Hall of Fame. He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He was the number one overall draft pick by the Kansas City Chiefs in the 1963 draft. And he was the first black player ever taken number one.
Were they the Chiefs then, or were they still Dallas?
Technically, they were still the Dallas Texans, but yeah. They would move like 3 months later.
Okay.
So technically, they were still the Texans, but they were in the process of making that move to be the Chiefs at that point.
All right.
Of course, Buck Buchanan was on that Super Bowl IV winning team for the Chiefs. His number 86 is retired by the Chiefs. He died of lung cancer just like a year after he was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's only 51 when he passed away. The great Buck Buchanan. Gosh, today would have been his 80th birthday. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Let me ask you a quick question about the Oakland Raiders.
Okay.
Now, they're moving. Didn't they go to L.A. at one time and come back? Or?
Right.
Okay.
There was about 10 or 15 years there where they left Oakland, went to L.A.,
were they one of the original AFL teams then?
They're one of the great AFL franchises.
For years, that San Francisco Bay had the Oakland Raiders and the 49ers had two teams.
Yep.
And then you say they went to L.A., then they came back to Oakland, and then now they're going to Las Vegas?
Now they're going to Vegas.
Okay. How's it going to work? I guess Vegas by now is well over a million population. I don't know for sure, but...
I would think they've got that many people out there. I know it's been very popular.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of growth going on out there.
And the NFL has always kind of, well, major league franchises in general, kind of tried to shy away a little bit from Vegas because of the gambling.
Yeah.
But that's kind of eroded in recent years.
And yeah.
They're embracing Vegas as a great destination.
Yeah.
Place people won't want to go to see a game.
Yeah. Even families going out there.
So right. it's a different dynamic now.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
thanks.
The Raiders are planning another move.
There you go. 8:22 now.
And of course, Vegas has a National Hockey League team.
Well, they do.
That became the first of the four franchises leagues to get out there.
8:22 now. Keep it up for the Hannity Morning Minute. Democrats and the Iran nuclear deal. That's what Sean's going to talk about. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.